Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the sixth installment in Thoughts on Hanukkah. What I'd like to do, at least to begin the week, not sure how many segments we'll need, is I would like to go through some thoughts on the words of the Al Hanisim. The Al Hanisim, of course, is the prayer that we add to the Shemona Esrei during Hanukkah and that we add to benching during Hanukkah. Just as an aside, the halacha in both cases is if we realize that we said Shemona Esrei or are benched without saying Al Hanisim, we do not have to repeat Shemona Esrei. But it is a very powerful part of the tefillah. And when you think about it, you know, the menorah, we light the menorah, let's say it burns for a half hour, that's it. We say Hallel. We might, in some of our minyanim, might have very beautiful, slow singing Hallels, but many of the days of Hanukkah will say Hallel relatively quickly. Al Hanisim is probably, if we think about it, is probably one of the greatest possible connections of Hanukkah. We say it in Shemona Esrei, for those of us who daven three times a day. If we bench, we're saying it more times a day. So it really behooves us to take a step back and think a little bit more about what we're actually saying as we say the Al Hanisim. We're not going to go word by word. I'm just going to share some different thoughts that Reb Chaim Friedlander has in an essay on Al Hanisim, but hopefully we'll touch on a number of aspects. The famous opening line, Al Hanisim on the miracles, V'al HaPurkan. Purkan seems to be a language of redemption. V'al HaGvuros, and on the demonstrations of God's strength. V'al HaChuos, and on the salvations. So we could ask other questions, but let's just focus right now on the question of what's the difference between Purkan, which we translated as redemption, and Chuos, which we translated as salvation. What's the difference between those two things? And Reb Friedlander suggests that Purkan refers to general redemption. So, for example, the Jews in Egypt. So the fact that they were saved from Egypt is a general redemption. The chuos, the salvations, are the specific things that got us from point A to point B. And without those, we wouldn't have been saved. So a good example of that is the splitting of the sea. So the Jewish people received a general redemption when they were freed from Egypt. But then they couldn't cross this body of water, and the Egyptians are following behind. So they're redeemed. But then what? So then the salvation is the specific thing which allowed them to enjoy the general redemption which they received. He gives a very powerful mashal. Imagine a person who's suffering from a life-threatening illness. And thank God, with God's help, the doctors are able to cure the illness, and the person is no longer in an emergency state. There could be many medical complications along the way, and that if those medical complications are not dealt with, even once the person gets out of the greatest danger, they could still die, or their life could still be changed in such a dramatic way. So Purkan is the basic salvation from the life-threatening illness. Chuos are, once the person's basically been saved, there are so many things along the way that still need to happen for things to turn out the right way. And so we give thanks for both of these types of things in the Al Hanisim prayer. It's interesting to think about. We also say, V'al HaMilchamos She'asisa L'Avoseinu, and the wars that you did for our fathers. We were just speaking in the last segment and the end of last week that we don't like having wars to fight. And now all of a sudden we're thanking God for the wars. Are we a military nation or not? So Reb Friedlander mentions that some actually take the vav out of Al HaMilchamos. So actually it's Al HaNisim V'Al HaPurkan, V'Al HaGvuros V'Hatshuos, so the miracles, the redemptions, etc. Al HaMilchamos. So the way to read it is we thank God for the salvations from the wars. That's an interesting way to read it. He also brings down from Yaakov Emden that we don't want to have war, but to the extent that there is a war, the fact that God helps us through the war is something for which we're eternally grateful. So it's V'yala Milchamos, and for the wars, we're not glad that there's a war, but to the extent that there is a war, we thank him so much for helping us. We'll discuss much more in the following days. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.